coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Doug Hagman, your host. I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust in this platform. We do our level best to bring out the truth as to what is really taking place in America and globally as we walk through this minefield of, I'll tell you what, of all of these headlines and stories and things that are taking place. I mean, there's so much to get into. And the one thing I want to just make clear about this platform is we do more research and more investigation, including on the ground investigation, than most platforms do. And the reason I say that is because I think a lot of people are under the misconception that we don't have assets out in the field, or we don't use, you know, individuals who, by using, I'm saying, pay them to go verify something or a series of events. We do that. And in addition to that, of course, we're very active in saving the children. And that's going to be part of my presentation in Wisconsin on August 12th and 13th, coming up. And if you haven't done so already, I would urge you to go to Wisconsin Christian News or Coach Dave Live and sign up for this conference. We won't back down. There's a lot to this. The speakers there, and by the way, seating is extremely limited. Tickets are going fast. Join me, won't you, at this conference? Let me buy a cup of coffee. Let's talk. But I think you'll be impressed by how this was put together. Rob from Wisconsin Christian News did a great job, so please get your tickets if you can. Again, April 12th and 13th, 2024, we won't back down. And I want to thank Rob and Wisconsin Christian News for the invite. I won't let you down. And I'm going to be showing some, just to be clear, showing actual evidence from crime scenes that we've obtained that have been ferreted away in evidence lockers that I'll bring out. Perhaps the only time, the last time, the first and last time, I suppose, for this event. All right. Much to get into today. I was struggling as I was going through all of the things that are taking place, what to really focus on. And there are a couple of things leading up to having Standale come down at the bottom of the hour. I just want to say that, I think the majority of people listening to this broadcast and viewing this broadcast, we just want to be left alone, whether it's from government, from others who want to hurt us, take our stuff, damage our stuff. There's so much of that not happening. The government is in your face. The government's in our face. We want to be able to live. We want to be able to afford groceries. We want to be able to afford to put gas in our car. We want to be able to live without being tormented by the government or by those who are brought into this country or indigenous to this country who are declaring war on us. That's part of this. And then the second part of this intro, again, before Stan comes on, has to do kind of with that as well. There was a ruling made by a judge about illegals being able to own firearms, possess firearms. that's kind of 1B to what I'm speaking of. But the second part of this, folks, if you haven't really dug your heels into or dug your focus into the January 6th pipe bomb plot, I do not want this to go away. People like Darren Beatty, Revolver, the Revolver.News, and so many others, Julie Kelly, so many others have really gotten into this story. Folks, it is something, in my view, that could explode the narrative, pun intended, Eric the Tech, go ahead and say whatever, but it could really explode the narrative on this and really show, how the magnitude of the lie of January 6th. So let me get right into it. Before I do, I want to mention this. I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm like a kid on Christmas Day when I get something and I like it. I like to share it with people. I like to tell people about it. And this flashlight is my wife has got to pry it out of my hands. I carry this with me wherever I go. This flashlight is the best. Let me tell you about this, okay? If you go to, folks, do me a favor. Go to Fighter, F-I-G-H-T-E-R, Fighter, like, you know, a boxer, Fighter Flare, F-L-A-R-E, FighterFlare.com, and check this out. I'm telling you, it's the absolute best because, you know, law enforcement agencies across the country, they're struggling to contain the steadily rising violent crime rates, which I may be talking about here momentarily. But carjackings, homicides, robberies, they show no sign of slowing down. They've affected everybody from the so-called elite politicians to like that scene. Do you like that scene? There you go. Okay. And residents alike, leaving many Americans fearful for their safety. There's a recent poll that was done. It revealed that 63% of Americans rate the nation's current crime levels as extremely or very serious. And that's why I've been protecting myself thanks to today's sponsor, the Fighter Flare flashlight. I absolutely love it. It's in my it's in my vehicle. It's in my drawer in my bedroom. Not the same one. I have two. But I just love it. This flashlight is an all-purpose tactical flashlight designed for self-defense, personal security. There's an ultra-bright 800 lumen light with strobe lighting, SOS capabilities that can help blind an attacker. Let me tell you something. It does that. Personal experience. Not as an attacker, but being blinded. As well as the emergency signal that can be seen for miles. A built-in lighter belt cutter, digital battery life indicator, which I think is really neat. It tells you how much battery you got left. You can charge it up through a USB cord. Multiple lighting modes, extender for zooming the lights beam in or out, built-in power bank for cell phone charging. And if you want to put your security back in your hands, the Fighter Flare flashlight can help you do that. And thanks again to Fighter Flare Flashlight for sponsoring today's show. Be sure to use the promo code HAG20. You're going to have to remember that HAG20, right? I've been called that. HAG20, short for Hagman, of course, but HAG20 for 20% off, lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter and express shipping, completely complimentary with every order. That's fighterflare.com, fighterflare.com. Thank you so much. Oh, and you know what? I've been getting some emails coming in now with more regularity. Look, NanoSoma, it's the stuff we use. I use this. This is a spray. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link, watch the videos, and order this. This and the gel, the topical gel. I cannot speak more highly about this. I'm not going to, except to say watch the videos within that particular link there. I'm telling you, this stuff works. I've gotten many testimonials, and you'll see testimonials there as well. See if this is right for you. I think it might be. All right. I want to show you this video here. This is a very short video. This is only 44 seconds in length, but it's really a brutal 44 seconds. And this is a dated video. So this didn't happen yesterday. You can tell by the trees. Obviously, they've got leaves on them, the clothing and such. But this did happen. And this was not this was done. This was an attack on a woman who was walking down her street. And this captures, in my view, out of all the videos I've seen that I could play, this captures the fact that we have a major problem in this country that is being fed by the Biden regime, by the left, communist leftist. But this will springboard from this video. We're going to talk more about what's taking place on a global scale. Watch this. And by the way, for the radio listeners, there is a white woman walking in an orange shirt.
Bro, smack her shit on God.
This was not taken yesterday. Now, I say that deliberately because you're never going to see
this. They hit her with that Mortal Kombat shit.
You're never going to see it. You're not allowed to see that. And you can see the rage. Now, what did this woman do? Do we have any context for this? I look for the context. And as far as I could tell, that there was some history of... Again, this is as far as I can tell. And folks, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. This woman really didn't do anything to these people. She ignored these people. Basically, having said prior to, and perhaps on several occasions, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. And they didn't, and they chose, because she, in their eyes, disrespected her, chose to strike her not once, but twice, and then body slam her on the ground. Again, for those radio listeners. So, okay. Why did I play that? Is because...
Before you begin. Yeah. Before you continue.
Please.
This meme is 100% Doug Hagman.
For the radio listeners. And I often say this publicly and privately. The older I get, the less life in prison is a deterrent. And that's true. Many times I've responded on social media, on Twitter. By the way, okay, look, you know, I'm on Twitter. Doug Hagman, you can search me out. I think you can search at Hagman Report. But
it's not Twitter.
X, whatever the stupid thing is.
Twitter, twatter, blood will splatter.
Blood will splat. Is that Steve Quayle-ism?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm on Gab and Getter and True Social. But the fact of the matter is, you know, most people who are on Twitter. Now, I put things like that up there. And my statement is, look, I got a solution for that. There is a solution for that. And there are a variety of them. 9mm. 45, 44, my personal favorite, 44, Model 27, Smith & Wesson. It's my personal favorite. But we want to be left alone. We don't want that. We don't want to be continually harassed. And you might think, well, this is pretty basic, pretty academic, and nothing I haven't seen before. Tell me something I haven't heard of. Well, this is only going to increase. These these kind of incidents are only going to increase. And we have to ask ourselves, okay, why? And really, I think the bottom line here, I truly believe, is that the current leftist communist regime in power, and that includes everyone from Biden and Harris to the mouthpieces on the left within the regime, as well as people on The View and others who are communist. Again, this is my personal opinion. They love the communism. They love communism. They love the bias of the left. They want to see the Electoral College taken out. They want to see a pure democracy, which is why, by the way, I dislike people talking about the democracy. We don't live in a democracy. Thank God we don't live we live in a representative republic, constitutional republic. So the left is pushing for the no borders. No borders, and they're going after our language, which they have done. They're changing our language through the trans agenda, through this CRT, through all of these communist programs. And I will be doing a program very specific, naming names of who is behind all of this. Yeah, and by the way, I just happened to think of this. It should come as no surprise that Adam Kinzinger's wife, did you know about this? Kinzinger's wife, you talk about a big club and you're not in it. Kinzinger's wife was the media rep for Mike Pence for 3 years. Did you hear what I just said? Do you understand the ramifications of that? Okay, I digress, but there you have it. But to take a step wider, what is the left doing? Now, there was a video by Elon Musk that was posted on X, Eric the Tech X, not Twitter, but X. And I sat in my office for quite some time, and I was going through things about Elon Musk. And I've read and am reading books by Peter Schweitzer, you know, Blood Money, and so many other books that he's written. And that Musk name keeps popping up in different ways. And I got to say, I don't trust Elon Musk. Do I think that there were changes made? Yeah, but do I trust him? I got to say, from my investigative instincts, I don't trust the guy. But okay, that aside, what did he post on Twitter? You can not trust someone, or you can have someone who you really don't care for, or you really don't have a lot of faith in, that speaks the truth. So, okay, you know, if he speaks the truth in one case, let's see what he says. This is, I think, a two-minute video, Elon Musk video, that I thought was rather well done and rather good. This is clip two. Go to HagmanPI.com. Open up.
Did he make this, or did he repost it?
You know, I didn't give that much. Just the fact that he would repost it, regardless, I don't believe he made it, but reposting it, does that signify his endorsement of it? In this case, I do believe it does. Okay? In this case, do I think all retweets or re-Xs or whatever you want to call, I don't believe they're all endorsements, but in this case, I think it is. But does that make me trust them any less? No. But let's play this, and folks, check this out. And again, compare this to, hey, we just want to be left alone. And what the left, the communist left, and by the way, there's no, in my view, there's no more Republican versus Democrat. There's no more liberal versus conservative. What there is Christian conservative or conservative or Christian versus communist versus evil versus satanic versus demonic. The gray areas are no longer as existent as they once were. Those gray areas are really going away. Okay, think about that as you're driving down the road, or as you're just contemplating things. You're either onto evil or onto good. You're either with God of the Holy Bible or you're not. But this touches on several points, this video. And I thought the video was well done. And again, it doesn't matter if Musk posted it. Hey, okay. I don't know who did it, but whoever did it, I thought it was well done. Watch this.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
So, I do believe that the creator of the video was on at the end, and folks, with all due respect and thanks to the creator, definitely visit that website. I didn't catch it the entirety at the end, and I missed it when I first saw it because I was busy going through all of the points.
Western lens man,
hat tip to you. Okay, so there is that. Did you notice that one of the cornerstones of this entire plan, this one-party rule, is to, of course, bring in others from other countries, unfettered access to the U.S., and really engage in the white replacement theory. But it's not just white replacement. It is the cultural roots that we have from the Mayflower Compact to today that they are replacing. They're bringing their hell that they're escaping, which, by the way, in the case of Haiti, if you're curious about that, look, the U.S. is elbow deep, knee deep, chin deep in the in what's going on in Haiti. They destabilize nations, the U.S., the leftist communists, and even the rhinos as well, even on, some on the right, they will destabilize nations and put people in power. Think about Ukraine. And then, of course, from there, the people flee that hellhole into the U.S. But that's kind of the template that we're seeing. But that's not all. In case you haven't heard about this, check this out. This is page 1 at HagmanPI.com. And this is important for many reasons. As citizens of the United States, constitutionally guaranteed under the Second Amendment to be able to carry, possess, own firearms, we now have an Obama-appointed judge ruling that illegal immigrants, meaning criminals, can carry guns in the U.S. And, of course, look at that smiley face there. Would you expect anything less than that? Yeah, I'm making that. I'm going there. Would you expect anything less than that? In my view, a diversity appointment in this U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, who was an Obama appointee, ruled that an illegal immigrant has the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Don't forget, that person is not even a friggin' citizen of the United States. How do you think this would play out in other countries? Do you think perhaps that this could be part of the Obama civil force that others are talking about that has been discussed? You know, we need a civilian army. The Obama rule. Look, Obama is really involved in what's going on today. Before I get too far, because there's just so much to go on, I just want to say this. There's one more video clip, and I know I'm running out of time, but I got to show you this. Dan Bongino is talking about this as well. In my current column for Wisconsin Christian News, I have an investigative column. Newly obtained information exposes government lies about January 6th bomb plot. I would urge everyone to read it. It's exclusive to Wisconsin Christian News. But here's the story, okay? Very quickly. And just to show you I'm not lying, I'm going to cite from it. And this is Wisconsin Christian News. Consider everything involved here. According to FBI reports, two improvised explosive devices. Now, inert. You may, how can I put this? Largely inert. Could they have gone off? The information I received, independent of everything else out there, was there was absolutely nothing to go off. However, others are reporting to the contrary. But regardless of that fact, I do believe, too, that middle person, if that person is the individual responsible for planting the bomb, I believe that that's a female for reasons of my own after looking at hours of video or videos hours upon end. And the two devices there are FBI training devices. That's my theory. But despite the closed circuit video footage covering the DNC from multiple angles, video covering the streets used by the suspect to travel between locations, this robust investigation by the FBI and a hefty $50,000 reward offered for any information leading to an arrest. The suspect has yet to be identified or caught. Consider that two pipe bombs were placed, one at the DNC and the second near the Capitol Hill Club or outside the back entrance of the Capitol Hill Club, not the RNC, which was across the street. Because of time, and folks, you can read my column at Wisconsin Christian News if you are a subscriber. I've got some questions. I have some questions, and you should as well. Curiously, and shortly after the area was finally cordoned off at the DNC, after this pipe bomb was found, the manually controlled cameras pointed at the DNC forever happened to be turned 90 degrees away from the scene. Why? Again, this is from my column in Wisconsin Christian News. Why? Here's my biggest question of all, and should be yours as well, I would think. Why was Kamala Harris an important part of the Electoral College certification? What in the hell was she doing at the DNC, even to the point long after the certification would have started? Her presence, folks, was required at Capitol Hill. What the hell was she doing at the DNC? Who was she? I want to know why people aren't asking these questions. That, to me, is the biggest question of all. And you know what, folks? I'm going to withhold the Dan Bongino video. It's a video short. You can get it at HagmanPI.com. Okay. We have time? Okay, let's play this video from Dan Bongino, because I do think it's important. He brings up something else, because real quick, the plot was so segmented, and if folks look, I've been involved in a lot of cagey stuff, okay? It sounds bad. A lot of covert operations. the more people that know about it, the less secure the operation is. Consider that when you watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. I've been discussing with you all and sharing with you all for a long time because I don't do conspiracy theories and I don't jump out ahead of story. I told you that the January 6th incident at the DNC, as you know, there are two incidents. There's the so-called, you know, what they call an insurrection at the Capitol. And then there was this incident, and I'm sorry to keep repeating this. I know many of you have heard it 1,000 times, but we get so many new viewers every day. It's important to just backtrack a little bit. So my apologies. There was another incident on January 6th. Kamala Harris was at the DNC. Kamala Harris, for some bizarre reason, was not at the Capitol when the so-called insurrection went down. Kamala Harris was at the DNC. She was at the DNC just blocks away. I'll show you a map coming up in a minute when you see how close they are. Why she was at the DNC, nobody knows.
The map.
They found a bomb outside of the DNC. Folks, the bomb apparently was largely inert, although the FBI told us otherwise. Now, why an attempted assassination plot on Kamala Harris would be hidden by the mainstream media has perplexed a lot of people for a long time. I have a theory on this based on a lot of background knowledge, and I'm reasonably confident I'm correct, that this was a setup. This was the same blob, deep state, whoever it was, anti-Trump operators. Somebody planted those explosives in case the insurrection at the Capitol didn't happen. They could say, look, they tried to assassinate the vice president. And now they're trying to make this story go away because the, quote, insurrection they wanted, happened. I'm very careful with my language. This is a major bombshell in the case. Judicial Watch, which does amazing work, hat tip to Tom Fitton and the crew over there. Look at this. This is bananas. Did you see this? Records show the CIA deployed bomb techs and dog teams to D.C. on January 6th.
What? The CIA?
Really?
Thanks.
Let me read to you.
Okay.
The BATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, they have reports, including a series of text messages under the heading January 7th Intel Chain, in which two separate references to participation by the CIA are made. One states, quote, two CIA bomb techs are assisting with a pipe bomb scene on New Jersey and D Street Southeast. Now, I know D.C. well, folks. I'm going to show you where that is in a second. Another reference is several CIA dog teams on standby.
Huh. CIA dog teams. Did you ever work with them, Dan?
Mm.
Dan? Did you ever work with them?
Folks, I've done these protection sites often where Kamala Harris and other Secret Service protectees are. I've used local EOD and K-9 teams. EOD are explosive ordnance disposal teams. They're bomb techs. Just in regular, normal language. I've used locals, meaning D.C. Metro and you know, if you're in New Mexico, Alamogordo, whatever. This town I know well for you can lose locals at times, depending on who the protectee is. I've used military bomb techs, even state police bomb techs and dogs and things like that for other protectees. I have never, in 12 years of doing protection assignments, ever used CIA assets. Ever.
How come?
Let me show you a little map about where New Jersey and D Street Southeast is. You see the Capitol right there on the top?
All right, we'll go to the
see
map
it at
first.
The top of that little picture? There's the U.S. Capitol. I dropped a little pin for you right there. Oh, look at that. The Capitol Hill Club, where one of the other bombs were found. And look, the DNC is right there, right next to it. D Street, New Jersey Avenue, Southeast. So weird how they were right there, ready to respond to that bomb scene. So strange. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the biggest political scandal of our time. Are those text messages accurate? Now, because I'm always fair with my analysis and I never want to jump the gun on anything, There's a small possibility that they could have misinterpreted that. Maybe they weren't CIA. I don't believe that. I'm just, to be fair and not jump the gun, that's always a possibility. But I'm telling you for a fact, I have never, having worked inaugurations, campaign details, presidential assignments, and lower level protectee assignments in my entire life, used CIA explosive assets ever. And they're magically located a block away from the DNC where they find a pipe bomb that no one wants to talk about. While Kamala Harris is mysteriously inside the building, and while the Secret Service text messages and emails from that day mysteriously disappeared because they allegedly changed devices that day. Wow, that's quite the day to change out everybody's device. Want me to make this story even weirder for you?
Yeah, please do.
It was a hearing the other day on the January 6th pipe bomber. And ordinarily, I'd tell you how much Democrats lie and deceive, and they do. I don't think this Democrat representative, her name is Torres, is lying at all. No, I'm serious as a heart attack. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this scandal is so big, I don't even think a lot of Democrats in Congress know about it. I want to play this for you right here. This is a Democrat rep. Her name is Torres. She's shown the pipe bombing videos and the evacuation stuff, and she seems to be shocked by this, that this is the first time they saw this. Let me tell you something. I don't think she's kidding. Watch this.
Well, this information that you, these videos that you have played, are news to the minority.
She's the ranking member, folks. I don't think she's kidding.
Okay, you can cut it right there.
I think this scandal is...
What he's saying is if she doesn't know, which she appears to be gobsmacked, right? Then that had to be really a tight operation involving the CIA. What the hell is the CIA doing involved in something domestic like that? And as he pointed out, never the bomb sniffing dogs and such on U.S. soil in any case that he's worked. That's never happened before. Who was the CIA director at the time? Who signed, or who was one of the 51 intel agents to sign that letter about the bogus, the bogus anti-President Trump Russian collusion hoax? This scandal, this criminal, not a scandal, but a criminal operation, is bigger than you think. What does that have to do with we just want to be left alone with what things are happening right now, with the fact that a woman gets punched as she's walking down the sidewalk? Folks, you can expect more of the former, because it's not just going to be the gangs in the streets. No, it'll be the gangs in the streets. They're the foot soldiers of the government right now, including the intel agencies, from the FBI to the CIA. As much as they don't, they hate you, they hate me, and as much as they don't want to see things like this come out in the media, they also want you dead. And they're working furiously to both objectives. All right. Stan Dale, I believe, is on deck. Before we get to Stan, folks, I just want to mention this as well. I want you to be able to save some money on energy. I love this little device. I plug it in. I have it plugged in. I should say this is my studio device. I have this plugged in next to my circuit breaker, one on the other side of my house. Don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. Get 66%, up to 66% off right now. If you click the link in the program description box, look, folks, just like groceries, gas, food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months as well. The power companies, they're not going to be lowering costs. That's why I've been using that magical little device I showed you. I absolutely love it. Thanks to it, I'm able to help slash my power bills. In the studio alone, I think we're down 17-18% I think this month alone. I attribute it to this device because that's the only different thing we've done. But I help slash my power bills because the utility companies, look, they're not going to, again, they're not going to drop the charges. And I keep more money in my pocket every month. Use my link in the description below to get 65% off, plus receive several bonuses with every order completely for free. Go to don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. Once again, don'twastepower.com. Be sure to use my link there so I get a little bit of credit for that. I appreciate that. Sandale from sandale.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, three things. Dare to Prepare from Holly Deo is probably the foremost book on prep. I'm telling you, if I have a question about preps, I go to Dare to Prepare. It's number one. You get yourself a copy. Second thing, support Sandale on Patreon. Now, obviously, Patreon doesn't like the likes of me, so we're not on Patreon, but support Stan while you still can. And even if you do it elsewise, support Stan Dale. His intellectual products, his meetings, just incredible. And thirdly, bookmark standale.com. Go through everything that you can. The headlines, Holly works very, very hard to put them up. What's important. And look at Stan Dale's intellectual material that he's developed over time. You will be better off for it. He is really a legend. You've heard him with Art Bell and many, many times before and since, I'm sure. Stan Dale from standale.com. Welcome, sir.
Doug, been a few months, hasn't it?
It has. I was out of the office for actually 34 days. So it has. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too. It's just another show we've got under our belt before, you know, things fall apart here. I didn't know about Dan Bongino's information here. I was just watching that. Wow. That CIA involvement and that bomb. Wow. Incredible. Boy.
Yeah. It information keeps coming and coming about this. And I've got a folder that I put news in. About this in notes and such. This is one hell of a intelligence operation designed to, I think, be an insurance policy for January 6th at the Fed's direction. So, but I want to know what the hell Harris was doing at the DNC when she should have been at the Capitol. But that's just me. But yes.
Yeah, look, I guess you saw this too on Fox, where the thing against Trump, the $450 million bail deposit, or whatever they want in cash, they've made it so he just can't post the bail, and this is before even an appeal has been issued, or you know, attempted to do, and he can't get any institution. I think they said they tried 30 institutions to loan him the money against some of his property, and she's going to turn around and have a fire sale and get rid of all of his properties at the best price she can get, which can be 10 cents. This cannot be allowed to continue. This is crazy.
Stan, you know, again, it goes back to, I opened with, we just want to be left alone. And you talk about the persecution against President Trump. You know, we talk about banana republics persecuting their political opponents. What the hell's going on here? I mean, and that piece of shit that's behind this, Letitia James, and that piece of crap, Erganon, okay, old Gilligan, as well as Fannie Willis in Georgia. You know, they're allowed to get away with everything. I'm tired of this. And I got to tell you this. This is a reason for the Second Amendment. Why aren't we using it? And that's a rhetorical question.
Obviously. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I mean, we both know that people like Soros are way back behind this, you know, the deep, deep state. And if you look at this from the big picture of the chess moves that he's doing against us, what he's doing, he's got people that he supports, and you don't know their names, on both sides of the issue, Democrat, Republican, whatever, Trump, Biden. Now, Soros has overthrown other governments in Europe. He followed a communist revolution plan each time. He had his people on both sides of an issue. He made a divisive issue in each country when he took it over, or before he took it over, so that the people were each other's throats. And so he was either going to be able to take over, overthrow the government with, you know, his people, or he was going to let a civil war take place, drive them to the point of shooting at each other. And then no matter which side won, he had somebody on the winning team already. Now, this is what's happening here. We are damned if we do and damned if we don't try to get rid of the deep state and replace the current administration and all of the people he's planted in the infrastructure of our government. So you can see that no way we could win this. No way. And if we don't do anything, we're going to get locked up, you know, or shot or whatever. But if we do try to stop this, you know, exercise our right, we're going to be into a war, a civil war. Now, I've told you this and listeners many times before. In 1996, I was invited down to the Shungopavi Hopi Reservation, Second Reservation, and I was told that we were going to have a civil war here, and it's going to be a multi-front, multifaceted civil war on religion, on money, on politics, et cetera, color, race, you know. And we have huge arms and an organization on the race war side, whether it be you know, Mexican illegals or the black community, you know, the extremists rather, or whether it be right wing, you know, we have facets already in place and armed, ready to go. And you know, I'm of divided opinion on what to do. I mean, I guess I don't want to sit here like a frog in the water slowly getting to boiling. I want to jump out beforehand. I want to at least try to change things, if you get my drift.
I do. But how, and this has been my problem that I've had. If they take away our ability to have dialogue, or if the other side is so dug in on their ideology, how can we possibly fix anything beyond our use of the Second Amendment? And again, I know what I'm saying here. I don't want that. But my question is, how does that work?
I understand. You know, years ago when I was in Perth, Australia, I was driving down from my house in the hills down to work, and probably a 20-minute drive. And I was just, you know, at that time, we had the dock workers union blocking all shipments coming into the country, and it was, you know, killing our economy down there. It was really about to destroy us. And I was thinking about that as a current news item of the day. I thought, gee, boy, I wish I was in control of this country. I'd fix this. What would I do? And I went through several options, like we've just been talking about for here. And in the end, I found myself lining up all those dock workers on the edge of the dock and shooting them. Now, that's, you know, I looked at what I was thinking. I'm thinking, what? Are you crazy? But that's where you get to. We're at war.
You know, I've Gosh. Often, it, very similar to what you're saying, you see these videos of people blocking the street and, you know, jumping on your car and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you right now, this can be used as Exhibit A against me in a court of law. If you try to block my car, I'm not stopping. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm not stopping. And I do. I can't put it in reverse, too. Okay. To make sure that. just to make sure.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm with you. This is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't. You know, I know a lot of people that we're at odds with. Have been conditioned to think this way. And some of them have been bribed and hired, and they do it for money. But I don't wish any of them ill, but I wish that they would understand what they're doing and stop. You know, open their eyes and watch Fox News and watch some of these programs like this one here and understand they've been lied to and stop this before we tear our country apart. I just
the lies are, yeah, it's just incredible. And even one thing, I don't mean to take your time, but
no, that's all right. Go ahead.
You know, with Haiti, for example, I was looking at Haiti and looking at all of the potential for people to come from Haiti to the U.S. And so what I decided to do was research Haiti, and I found back in 1915 the U.S. was poking Haiti and messing around with their independence, elections and such, going back to 1915. And then seeing that what's happening in Haiti today is in part a result of what we have done as a nation, or as the leadership of a nation. And we have caused this. The same with El Salvador and other Latin American countries. We've caused a lot of the problems that are now for the people who are honest and trying to get away from that. We caused a lot of those people to leave. Of course, there's a whole segment of others that want to do us harm. But so I can see where, but no one talks about what the root causes of these issues.
Well, let's go further back. Look at England. England, you know, divided the Middle East after the end of World War II, and they divided it using the typical, you know, British effort to divide and conquer. What they did is they said to one sheikh, we're going to take part of your property and give it to your neighbor sheikh or to some other sheikh. And that created a permanent war in the Middle East between the Arabs, you know, and therefore, the British started what we're seeing today as the Arab alliance against Israel and the Gaza and the terrorists. So going back that far too, the British are at fault for their kind of diplomacy. They wouldn't bite the bullet and put troops down there, stop this, and they created this nightmare, which is spilling over into our country. We've got probably a million soldiers in civilian clothing here in this country that come from China and Russia and other nations, South America, drug cartels and whatever. And all they need is weapons, because they're already here. And the weapons are here in abundance in this country. You know that as well as I do. And so they can have what they need, rocket launchers, grenades, guns, you know, bombs. And they're just waiting for the go sign from whoever's organizing the battalions of these soldiers. And people are blissfully unaware of this. We're going to have to use that Second Amendment right against even those people. They're going to come not just knocking peacefully on your door. They're going to come in at dinner time and blow the door down and come in and take what they want from you and kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not optimistic about the future, you know, although I think, well, I'm just not. Today, Dr. Peter Navarro from the Trump administration is supposedly or is supposed to report to jail, you know, to serve his sentence. And people are clapping about that. And people are clapping, like you mentioned about President Trump, okay? People are clapping that, hey, you know what? No one's going to lend him the bond, or no one will bond him for the $455 million plus. So there's going to be a fire sale of his assets. And, you know, how do you fight that in the legal system? You don't. You can't.
You can't. They're forcing our hand. They're really forcing our hand, and that's what they want, so they can arrest and kill all of us that they can.
Yeah, if it's for me, I'm not available.
Hey, yeah, I know the feeling. Holly will catch that there in the other room for me. But yeah, I mean, this situation, I've seen it coming, so have you. And we're just about to get to the moment of, like at the Alamo, they draw the line in the sand. And if you're with us on this side, if you're not, well, stay where you are and take your punishment as it is from those who are invading us.
We could end up like the Alamo, but I'll tell you what, I would rather die trying to save my nation, to save my country for my grandchildren, the country that it wasn't perfect, obviously, but the one that I grew up in, you grew up in, experienced rather than live on my knees or just turn it over and say, well, it's not my problem. It's your problem. You got to fix it. No, I'm not going to do that. So,
you know, this there are so many things that are orchestrated in this country and the world, for that matter, by these globalists who want a one world government, really a one world dictatorship under their control. I mean, when they start talking here in the White House about we're going to make everybody have an electric car, well, you know, we all know that electric cars are limited as far as how far they can travel without a recharge or a recharge station. And this all gets back to where they're trying to force the populations to go into the major cities and to live there and to not want to travel any further than out to the suburbs and back. So they're grooming us there. They're also grooming us with this concept of many families occupying a single residence in Russia. When they took over Russia in the revolution, people that had nice houses with several bedrooms and whatever, they were told by the block captains, you're going to take in this family and that family, and you're going to share your resources with it, or you're going to leave, one of the two. We're going to use your house for a community house. And they will do that here. They're already talking about, peacefully, mind you, would you take in an illegal migrant into your home? Because we can't afford to shelter them at the government expense. So will you take them into your home, give them a bedroom, whatever? This is not going to work. This is crazy.
I'm into that. And I'll tell you what, I've seen some videos in New York City. Actually, there was a video of a squatter in a Queens home. Long story, but the bottom line is this squatter, the homeowner was actually taken to jail trying to get the squatter out of her home. And I'm seeing more and more of these kinds of these kinds of things take place. It's going to happen with the illegals. And I believe, too, what I've heard from the Chinese, there was a meeting with military officials, and supposedly certain Chinese officials have their sights on property here in the U.S. that they're going to occupy once they take over the U.S. Is it true? Look, I don't know. I wasn't there. But it sounds like it could be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people, the two generations, the later generations of our time here, have not been properly educated into what happened, earlier in World War I, World War II, and then the Communist Revolution in Russia and other countries after that. They don't know. They don't see the pattern replaying here in America. And they're blissfully unaware and going to be caught with their pants down. They just don't know. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I know. Well, one thing, I don't know if this is on your itinerary, but one thing I wanted to ask you about, and if it's not, we can talk about it later, whenever, but I was really curious about the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse and all of this stuff. If you have that on your itinerary, if not, don't worry about it.
Go ahead, because I've been rather light with the stories this week because my partner, no. Tim died.
I'm sorry, who died?
My partner, Tim, in the business, EMP Shield. He died over the weekend. You can go to my show images page. There's a little bit of a story and a picture of Tim I put on our show images page.
I missed that, brother. I don't know how I missed that, but I did, and I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm just now putting it up, and I told my patrons, we had a long patron session Sunday, and it wasn't just a normal type. He got old and died. He had a heart problem and he needed to have bypass surgery. And we've been in the middle of a hostile takeover by our board members trying to take over the company and kick Tim and I out, which they did last month. They fired Tim. They fired Ida, his wife. They locked him out of the building and cut off his income and cut off his health insurance so he couldn't get treatment. And he died because he couldn't get treatment. He couldn't afford it at the hospital. He came home from the hospital, laid down in bed with his wife and sons there with him. I talked to him for a while. He couldn't stay awake because I gave him a Valium to ease his nerves. And he passed a few hours later. And am I mad? Oh, am I mad? Is his wife mad? Oh, yeah. A lot of us are mad because these evil people stole our company and killed one of our founders. Tim and I were the originals that formed the EMP Shield. And on that site there, you're looking at my show images thing there. You can click on it down at the bottom where it says, I wrote a bit about Tim and how we got together, how we met, and how we formed the company. And a funny story, actually, about Tim. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. When he died the next morning, I was, you know, distraught and hadn't gone to the shower or anything. I was walking around the house trying to keep my composure, which wasn't working too well. And all of a sudden, the power to our house blinked out and blinked back on like, you know, a normal power interruption. Well, I went out and checked our backup alternate power, our solar power system, to be sure everything was okay there, and it was. It had recorded this break in the power, but everything was back to normal. So I came back in, and I thought, well, I'm going to go in the shower now. I told Holly I'm going to go in, and I took the little portable electric heater, about a 1.5 kilowatt type heater with a fan, and I took it in there, put it in the bathroom, turned it on, and I got a towel, some things laid out, and all of a sudden, the heater stopped. And I'm thinking, well, the lights are still on. Why is the heater stopping? And I picked it up like this, and I looked at it, and I said, well, why isn't it running? And because I never do anything to change that heater, neither does Holly. It's just you pick it up, put it in, plug it in, it works. Well, I turned the power knob to see if it was, you know, off or on, and somehow it had, if while I was standing there, the power knob had been turned all the way off, which is impossible unless somebody does it. And so I was looking inside the heater there when I finally got it working. I could see all the little tiny heating coils and stuff, and I put it down, and I got in the shower, and I was thinking about, oh, we had this power failure on the backup power, alternate energy. And then, this stops right in front of me, and I look, and I see the coils, and the penny dropped. Tim and I had been working on building a Moray-type device to get, you know, alternate power for people. And that's how we, you know, a part of how we decided to make an EMP shield to protect our high voltage antenna. And that's that took over our life. It so many people wanted one that we had to set up a company and start making these things, and we couldn't work on our other way of getting alternate power, which was to actually interact with gravity, the waves of gravity, and convert that to electricity with coils. Now, you know, 10 years later, okay, we're where we are now, and we never got to finish that. Whether it was the good Lord or Tim's spirit, I don't know what it was, but I got a message, go back to working on the coils for alternate energy that morning. Now, isn't that a strange tale?
Wow.
And I'm doing that. I'm working on it now. I'm going to explain to people how gravity works and how it vibrates. Because this is a source of energy throughout the entire known universe. We can power our crafts and settlements with gravity wherever we are. And this is truly an amazing way to progress and to go out into the universe, if that's what the good Lord wants. But I'm going to try to educate people before I even start building all these things, that this is where you need to go. It was the first experiment I did in gravity in Dallas, or in Mesquite, outside of Dallas, in 1971. And I built my first gravity interaction coil, which was about this big, and it was only one layer thick of wires. And I had wires wrapped in this former so that the wires went up the center and around the edge and down and back in and did the loop again all the way around. And I put in a pulse direct current into that and was seeking, you know, the frequencies by turning my little frequency generator. And I hit the right frequency somewhere because all of a sudden, in front of me, it was like saran wrap was all over the what I could see, and it sucked in toward that coil. The images of, you know, the door to the washroom and the walls, all of them were like they were sucked into that coil, and I felt nauseous and felt like I was rolling forward toward, and then the coil burned out, and then everything was back to normal. That was the first attempt. And I should have pursued that more after I left the Teller Project, because that's the reason I'm sure that they brought me in, is they knew I was playing around with interacting with gravity, an infinite resource for energy. You don't need the government. You don't need that at all. And you don't need fossil fuels and this kind of stuff. Anyway, so.
Wow. So as you described that event, are you saying that we could become individually energy independent?
Yes.
We don't.
Yes.
Okay. How good's your security?
Probably not. That's why I've been posting already and putting out information about this, because, you know, in case I have an accident or whatever, I want that knowledge in the hands of people. I'm not a money grabber. I don't care about that. This is energy. It is a survival tool. And there are a lot of bright young minds out there that I hope to influence and show them where they need to go, how to build the coils. They're not difficult. It's just some of the components are hard to find, but that's about it. And that way, the information doesn't die, you know, with me and isn't locked up away from the people. They need to know this. And, The basic thing that people don't know, have never been shown publicly, is that gravity is not some magical one-dimensional, one-directional force that attracts. It doesn't. It vibrates. It's a series of spins in a fluid of space, the fine structure of space. And so what happens is any object that has gravity also has spin around a center. And it throws out waves, you know, of energy, shock waves, out into space at such a high speed, high density, that they are reflected back, and then they go to the center of that spin, and then they do it again. So this gravity is a two-dimensional force going in and out, in and out. And the reason it bounces off space is like when you're in your motorboat and you're, you know, tooling along through the water, and say at about 40 knots, if you put your hand out into the water, you know as well as I do, it's going to nearly rip your hand off. It's hard. And that's called an inertial reaction. So when the waves of spin around any gravitational object spin out into space at a certain speed, they bounce back, because it's just like your hand hitting the water. You know, it hits a soft wall, but it comes back. Anyway, it's... Wow. Converting this energy, this vibration. Anytime you have motion, you can turn it into electricity somehow. Just understand that. It can be a windmill turning. It can be atoms in your solar panel raising and lowering their energy level. Anywhere you have vibration, you know, movement, you can convert that to electricity. Whether it's a fish or not is another thing. But this thing, this concept has to be out there for your listeners and for wherever we can get this information out. You're trying to tap in to the vibrations of waves that create the illusion of gravity. You look at, it's like in a bucket of paint, thick paint, and you put a paint stirrer down in it and stir it around. Okay. When you do, you see waves, ripples form around the stirrer there in the middle. You take your stirrer and you spin it to a certain speed, and you'll see suddenly the ripples going out to the edge of the paint bucket and coming back stop moving. It's, you know, a standing point, standing wave, because the reflection from the edge of the bucket and from the center where the turner stirrer is, they are meeting and forming discrete ripples where the going and coming waves cancel and form an orbit, if you wish, or a wave, a node. And this is gravity. On Earth, if you were to drill a hole down to the center of the planet and drop a rock down from the surface, it wouldn't go all the way to the center. It'll go down, you know, a few miles, maybe a few hundred, and it will slow down and stop and then come back up, and it will back, you know, move back and forth, up and down, until it finds where the standing wave of gravity near the surface of the planet is there, and that's where the rock will stop. It won't go all the way to the center of the planet. There's no way. And there are several of these nodes between the surface and the center of our planet. Same with the sun. Same with the galaxy. Everything works on spin, and spin creates the illusion of gravity. If you go beyond a standing wave, then the influence of gravity, say, of the Earth, is going to be overshadowed by either the moon or the sun, bigger waves, bigger amounts of energy and different frequencies. And the larger the object, then the lower the frequency. Anyway, I'm wandering on here, sorry.
To me, obviously, you have... uncovered. How can I articulate this? You've uncovered a method where we wouldn't need gas. We wouldn't need we wouldn't need solar, right? We wouldn't need anything.
No, this works 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Let me tell you. I can't take credit for this. I just take credit for understanding what was shown to me. When I nearly died in 1969, I was out on my body out there, and this entity, I couldn't see them. They were behind my head on the right side. I was able to ask about things and get shown answers. How does a flying saucer work? Okay. How does the universe work? And that was a big question, and it was a big answer. It took me years, between about 5 and 6 every morning when I was waking up, having these dream visions, if you wish, of the things that were shown to me at the time, but I couldn't assimilate all at once. And so, you know, as time progressed, I was seeing more and more of what I was shown that day when I was out of my body. And it was, I can't work in 10-dimensional equations like Einstein did. But I was able to see the era in Einstein's approach to explaining the universe. He calls it space-time things, and it's a fluid mechanics solution to all that we see. And I found the era, and he was aware of the era himself, because in the biography written about him, he said, one thing that I'm sad about is I'm confused about, I cannot figure out how light, electromagnetic radiation waves, how they can exist at all and travel from, say, the sun to the Earth through nothingness. They have to form in a fluid of some sort to transmit these waves. Shortly after I had that dream vision, probably a year or so later, I was in my den at Christmas time, and one of my staff at the office had given me the biography, this, you know, paperback of Einstein's life. And I read that, and I was sitting in the chair, and I thought, what a fluid. So I went over to the chalkboard in my den, and I put some dots up there to represent, you know, an imaginary fluid of some sort between the sun and the Earth. And I said, okay, now I'm going to make a wave go from the sun to the Earth. Does it self-propagate? Does it, you know, put particles ahead of itself? No. So I thought, oh, that's dumb. How can I even try to compete with the mind of Einstein? And I erased and sat back down. And as sure as I sit here, I picked up that book written in English. Mm-hmm. And it could have been in Russian or Chinese. I could not see or read English. I told the wife that at the time, and she said, well, whatever you're doing at the board, maybe you need to go back over and fix it, and your mind will let you read again. I mean, this is crazy talk, but that's what happened. So I thought, well, fine. Put the book down, went over to the blackboard and took a piece of chalk and put it up on the board. I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? And I looked up where my chalk was, and there was, in the eraser marks, was a perfect side image in white chalk dust of Albert Einstein. And so I took my hand down. I thought, oh, you're sick. I said to the wife, I said, look, I want to ask you something. She said, well, before you do, who is that you've drawn on the blackboard? And I told her. And so for several days, I was not allowed to erase it because she was telling all the neighbors and friends, come see what happened to Stanley here on the chalkboard. Well, For several nights after that, I had dreams that showed equations and showed relationships of how you can solve this problem, fluid mechanics for the universe. And that was the beginning of my research into anti-gravity and all this kind of stuff. By the way, when I went and sat back down, I could read in English again. It's just...
Wow. Okay.
I was shown those things, right? I mean, I didn't just sit down and say, oh, I'm a bright fellow. It was, I was given those things.
Well, you mentioned 10 dimensions. I could barely operate in three. I'm not the... okay. Where does this all lead to? I mean, because you said something about... Well, understanding how the universe operates, I'm not even sure I know. And think about this. I'm not even sure I know what the universe, what is the universe? Does the universe end? If so, where does it end? What's beyond it? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, am I thinking right or did I have a stroke here?
No. The universe does have an end or an edge to it, but it's inside of a virtual reality that our creator, in his level of existence, a parallel universe, created like a virtual reality game for us. But there are edges to it, and there is a barrier between our universe, wherever we are, it's the barriers everywhere, and where the creator's existence is. And, you know, for generations, people have talked about, you know, angels or messengers or gods coming out of the sky down to Earth and dealing with mankind. And they kind of assumed that they were coming from another planet. But some of the reports, like with Ezekiel's flaming chariot, they just appear like a portal between our existence and the Creator God's existence. I understand these things. I see them in my mind. And it explains a lot of things about time and discrepancies we have in how old the universe is and how far away stars are. They're really not as far away as everybody is saying, because the speed of light used to be 10 with 60 zeros behind it, faster than it is now. So distances were, you know, a lot closer than they do when they use the standard speed of light figure, 186,000 miles per second or something like that. That's just too slow. Anyway, wow. I wish I could plug a thing into my mind and share with you the complete picture of all these things in the universe and time with you, because I understand now, and that's not helping you much, but I do understand how all this works.
Well, I think, frankly, I think this is one of the most fascinating discussions I've had with you, certainly on air as well. I love this because you're touching upon topics, in my view, that, I mean, I don't even know how to go further except to say that for us to begin to understand what you're talking about has to bring us to a higher level of understanding that would make pretty much everything else make sense.
Made sense. Yeah. Look, Jesus, when he rose from the dead and he was standing in the garden there, and Mary came running up and suddenly recognized him and was going to run over and touch him and hug him. He said, wait, don't do that. I have not yet ascended. And the reason was because he was about to port from our universe into the parallel universe where the Creator is. And that to do that, you have to energize your atoms. So you come like so energetic that if a human in our universe, if you touched them, the transfer of energy from your body to that body would burn them up. Mm. That's why the Sumerian records talk about the gods coming and landing on top of their ziggurats. They put three levels on their ziggurats, and they put food on each level, because when a god came to visit them on the top level of the ziggurat and landed, he would have to discharge his energy in three stages until he was down at our level. And he could then touch the people. This evidence is there. I mean, we've seen it. Sorry, I got out of focus there. What's causing that? Anyway, the existence of the parallel universe is just well documented in many cultures. And that's what we have to, let me just see if I can fix this here.
And if I can ask you this question, as I sit here, as I sit here, everything around me, it's not nothing. It's something, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the air or whatever this is something. Okay. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay. The portals that you mentioned, I believe in hyperdimensional portals. So in other words, if like CERN and some other things that are happening currently, I think we have mortals attempting to become or get the keys to the kingdom of God and become gods themselves. Is that?
Yes, that's correct. Even the Bible warns about that, where the angelic host said, let us go down to Nimrod's tower and knock it down, because they're trying to climb up into where we are and become as gods themselves. So what you say is, a common discussion. In the picture of how things work, I was able to see, say, look at the Earth and other planets like this too. As a planet ages, it expands and it will throw off, the crust, the outer layer, and another layer will take its place as it cools, and then eventually everything will pop like a bubble and disappear into the sea of whatever this universe is. So I was able, understanding how the Earth has expanded once or twice before, at least, how the continents got split apart, and I was able to trace back, putting the Earth back together, in my mind, and saying, okay, where was the Garden of Eden described as, and where was Atlantis described as? And I looked for the markers, and I looked for the fact that the crust of our planet has several times shifted up to 150 degrees, almost upside down, from an impact of a large asteroid or meteor. And this allowed me to find things that people could not find. I mean, everybody looks for Atlantis out in the Atlantic Ocean, because it was thought that the Pillars of Hercules were the Straits of Gibraltar, because that would be west of Greece. But if the Earth is upside down, the crust of it anyway, west becomes over where Turkey is, and it puts you into the Persian Gulf, eventually through the coast there. I guess what I'm trying to say is I've been able to understand so many more things that make so much sense about the migrations of the human, condition, and people and tribes. Everything fits into place once you can see the mechanics of our planet and fit it back into biblical writings. The Bible is a historical document and it's very accurate. It's just that without the base understanding of these things, people can't believe it. They don't understand it. And that's the key. I mean, it's hard for me to explain, but you see, I get to see so much that it's like when I try to explain it, I'm overwhelmed with where do I start?
Yeah. I can see that. I know, folks, this is so interesting because, what's more important to talk about than this? And really understanding how God put things together. As you mentioned, the Bible is a historical document. Do you have anything on your website, any one specific product, CD, DVD, whatever it might be, book, that would describe what you're talking about where people can get more information that they wanted to? I mean, where would I start if I was a newbie? And I just heard this show for the first time. I'm thinking, boy, I got to find out more about Standeo's research. Where would I go?
Well, let's see. Where have I've got a small reference to it in a later chapter in The Cosmic Conspiracy that I wrote in 78. But currently what I'm doing is like we're doing here. I have a Patreon community on the third Sunday of every month. It may be more regular pretty soon, but I go on there, we discuss all kinds of things. And of late, I've been sharing with my patrons these concepts, showing them illustrations, and I'm going to have more illustrations and videos that I'm making. So to answer your question, it's not, there's just not one place yet that I have put this stuff in one coherent package. As I said to you, it's difficult to know where to start. So what I'm doing now with my patron group is I'm showing them about, you know, the vibration, the mechanics of gravitational fields and how that affects light and frequency affects everything. And, you know, it's...
there it is on your screen. Go to standout.com and make sure you click on the join the Patreon community, because... And by the way, support them too. My goodness, because what you're getting, I'm sorry I missed your last one. Your next one, I'm going to be there absolutely. This is fascinating.
Well, with members, they can, these things are recorded. And so all of the things I've done are, they're members of the Patreon level 3, I think it is, the top level, $15 a month. They get access to all the videos and all the discussions. It's up there forever. Well, till they take it down, obviously, like they did with you. But, at the moment, that's the one place where I'm talking to it. And I'm going to start making shorter videos, because people's attention span kind of wanders if I get too wordy, too long. But, these short things will be discussions on some effect, some reason, some place. All things relating to the Bible and the existence of man and why. It's just the question you asked about where's the edge of the universe. I asked that question when I was about 3 years old, I'm sure. But as time passes, these are the questions that thinking human beings logically ask. Is this all there is? Where's the end? How did it start? Where are we? And you were asking about, you're waving your hands in front of me saying, the air in front of you, is there something there? Yeah. Did you know that in the average mass of whatever, a body, a pencil, whatever, that the distance between atoms is so great that it's nearly 1,600 times the diameter of the outer utmost filled shell of an atom? So in other words, about 1,600 times the diameter of an atom is the distance between atoms in anything. Now, you ask, is there anything? There's a lot of space inside you. You're
some more than others, by the way. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, some, yeah. But I mean, these things, these questions that you ask, I ask, been asked for thousands of years, and the answers have been rather not coming. It leaves you into thinking, well, maybe someday I'll understand. But you want to know why you exist, how you exist.
Yeah.
Where is the end of it all? Can we go out there? And, you know, simple, logical questions, because we're curious. We're explorers. And we want to know. And we get a bang out of discovery. And hopefully that happens.
What you said, too, reminds me. When one person passes away, and I'm so sorry about your partner, we'll dedicate this show to him. Because we're just skin suits with a soul. People who just think we're mortal and only mortal, the corporal part of us, don't understand. I think or refuse to understand. The soul part. So when we pass away, when we die, we don't die because of the, do I say, multidimensionality of things? I mean, would that be kind of, sort of, almost?
Oh, that plays into it. But from a lot of research I've read and talked with people about that elsewhere in the world, in Asia and stuff, they have done experiments to watch people die. And quite frequently, they will see either a mist rise up out of the body or a ball of light pop out. And I'm pretty sure that that's the record, the vibrational record of everything you have sensed and thought and done in your life is then passed to this parallel universe. My answer to your question is yes.
So is that still us? I mean, would that still be me? You know,
well, let me say this. When I left my body, nearly died.
Yeah.
I had arms and legs. And, you know, I could see, I could sense temperatures, all kinds of things. So my answer is yes.
Okay.
You know, if you need to have a solid body, I'm sure one can be created out there in the parallel universe. But, yeah, I mean, it, to me, it felt like me, except a very healthy me.
Right.
If
right.
that makes sense. And you know what? One other thing. When I left my body, the first thing...